John McLaughlin's involvement in GE's NBC was hatched at a dinner involving Neutron Jack Welch, Reagan, and McLaughlin. This is not a company that should own a media entity. This is a company that should be watchdog, be monitored by media, not owning media.
Now, as our other stops on this tour, we the people are subpoenaing these media corporations for their crimes against humanity. So I'll jump back here. You look behind me to Time Warner, whom we are subpoenaing here to the People's Court to revoke their assets and reclaim public airwaves. We charge Time Warner failure to serve public interest, failure to provide programming content representative of political and cultural diversity, and failure to fully inform the public about international news and events. We also charge them with many other things, but since we charged all the other corporations with them, we'll just carry it along. Now, before we move on to our next target, CBS...
Wait.
Oh, we're going to indict NBC too. We're not going to let them get away with it.
NBC, we subpoena you for GE NBC Corporation to appear before the court of public opinion to answer the following charges: misuse of the political and legislative system to only serve your corporate interests. Misuse of media in an attempt to create a nation of consumers rather than an informed citizenry. Abuse of cross-ownership rules to create synergistic monopolies.
Evil!
We call for the following changes in the media system. Bust the media monopoly! Stop the spectrum giveaway! Repeal the Telecommunications Act of 1996! Return the airwaves to public use! Create a real public communication system!
Now, of course, I've just been informed of a couple of updates as we move towards CBS. The first is, of course, Bill Gates. We all know that Bill Gates is in bed with NBC, and he's got his eyes on a broadcaster, so we may have to go to Seattle in a few months, to Washington, to take back Microsoft. I'm sure I'll see you there. Now, as we move north to CBS, I've been informed that members from the New York 2600 Hacker and Freaker Forces are going to be at payphones along the way to teach people how to hack and freak so we can all go into the electronic communication system and literally reclaim these corporations. As you walk, go up to the phone booth and talk to the 2600 members and ask them for the skills and techniques to reclaim your freedom. Again, a suggestion that I've also had, which you can talk as we go on, is what is this multilateral agreement on investment?
Yeah.
Does anyone know what that is and how that affects me? And what about the World Trade Organization? What are these things? Maybe we can talk about that, you know, sort of amongst each other as a group as we go to CBS and we can see what it is. And anyone who knows, and you can come and tell one of the members of the Revolutionary Council, by the way, you're all members of the Revolutionary Council, will win CBS. It's not Triple S.
Off
the CBS! Woo! Then we... Media reclaiming, which we take back all media public airwaves. Woo! Now, some of you who might have just sort of walked into this motley crew and wondered, where is this mob going and what are they doing? And under what authority do they have to take back these corporations in public space? So I'd like to take a moment to read to you Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is the authority under which we are acting today. Everyone, you, I, all of us, has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media, regardless of frontiers. Essentially, this means it is our basic human right that we control our communication system, that we control the airwaves, that we control the land, that we control the air. How many people here want clean air and clean water? I mean, if we're going to talk about media, let's talk about the base media, the ones that keep us alive. Now, this current stop on the tour, which is going to be our last stop before we all go back to the Media Democracy Congress, and some of it are spoiled. This is the second last stop. The next stop after this is Utopia, I've been told. Or after that museum.
The museum.
But right here, we're at CBS Westinghouse, another one of these old grandfathers of the military-industrial complex. And of course, CBS is best known for its manufacture of consent and many other things. To speak on CBS, as well, Westinghouse, coming from this beautiful appearance in front of NBC, we have Carl Grossman. Give it up for Carl Grossman.
We've left GE's nuclear broadcasting company, and we've come now to Westinghouse, which has, in fact, turned CBS into a nuclear broadcasting company. Westinghouse is number one in the production of nuclear power plants worldwide. It's also the number three U.S. government contractor for nuclear weaponry. Westinghouse stops at nothing to push nuclear technology. I read from an indictment in the Philippines where Westinghouse was charged with bribing officials of the Marcos regime to build a nuclear plant on the side of a volcano besides an earthquake fault on the Bataan Peninsula.
Fire!
That's dangerous!
This is a company that owns media. I mean, unbelievable. This is a company like GE, which should be watched over, which should be monitored by media. The head of Westinghouse is Michael Jordan, his background nuclear engineer. When Westinghouse took over CBS, Jordan said what he wanted to do was to fully exploit all potential synergies among our business units. And Westinghouse has been busy doing that. Westinghouse's new product is the AP600, new improved so-called nuclear power plant, which is being promoted and being built today in authoritarian countries in Asia. Well, Westinghouse, and GE in fact, which also has a new improved nuke, waits for public opinion to change in this country, in the United States, to bring nuclear power back here, they say in 10 years' time. And in those 10 years' time, what is GE and what is Westinghouse going to do with their media assets? Propagandize, brainwash, soften the resistance. The two nuclear broadcasting companies of the United States.
All right. Our next speaker, which we are most honored to have from Detroit, Sean Ellis, who's been involved in the Detroit newspaper strike. Talk about the struggle against corporation and the role of organized labor in freeing the media.
Not too far from here is a museum called the Freedom Forum, and museum is run by a gentleman by the name of Bob Giles, who runs the media studies program for the Freedom Forum. Bob Giles is the architect of the war on nearly 2,500 workers in Detroit. He espouses that there should be freedom of information. Well, Gannett and Knight Ritter, who have locked out those 2,500 workers, 1,600 of them now that they've locked out, own 130 newspapers nationwide. I hardly think that's freedom of the press. I think that's control of the press.
Yeah.
1,600 are locked out. We're hanging in there. We're pushing forward. We will not give up this battle. The battle it also involves the journalists at the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News. they think, they know that they need the backing of a union in order to be sure that they get out the message. Whatever message that they're working on, whatever social message that is, or whatever community message that is, that it isn't controlled by the advertisers, that it isn't controlled by the corporate executives. They will continue to push and make sure that they get union representation at the table when these corporate execs and whatever come to the newspaper and say, we want this story slanted in a certain way. That's the purpose why we're fighting in Detroit, at least the journalists. That's why we will continue to fight, and that's why we'll keep pushing forward for a free press in this country.
CBS Corporation to appear before the court of public opinion to answer the following charges.
Failure to serve the public interest and necessity as mandated by law. Failure to provide for programming content representative of political and cultural diversity in our community. Failure to fully inform the public about international news and events. Here, take the camera. Misuse of the political and legislative system to only serve your corporate interests. Misuses of media in an attempt to create a nation of consumers rather than an informed citizenry. Abuse of cross-ownership rules to create synergistic monopoly.
So, what are we going to do?
Freedom media!
What?
Freedom media!
So, I have a special bonus program. We have one last stop on today's tour. 100 feet, 400 feet east, which is the Museum of Broadcasting. But before we go, just like to give everyone a big round of applause to the New York Free Media Alliance and Brendan Poppett for putting on this event. A local group of media activists and humans determined to change this world, this island, this city, and of course they're showing the example because we should all have local collectives where we can organize our community with them. Let's go for our last stop, Utopia, on the street that way. For all of you who stuck out the whole tour and who've made it this far, most of you saw it. We're going to take a walk. At the end of the walk, you know, it's a media company. Well, we have a bonus. Not only do we, the people, now own all the media companies, we own the city. It's all yours. This land, apparently they bought it for a necklace, but really, the native said, how can you own land? What a silly concept. So again, it's free. We all own it. The city's ours. So we're gathered here for a few more speakers to round out the evening before we all go and take it all over and reclaim our property. Personally, I recommend some of the offices in the Time Warner Tower. They've got a great view.
What about
you?
NBC?
Can see the ocean. NBC's got some good views as well, but it depends on the office space, and we should rotate. We don't have anyone hogging the top floor. It's wrong. So our first speaker speak about, I believe, the museum, although perhaps other things, whatever comes to her mind, Laura Flanders from Fairfield.
Done a lot of complaining on this tour, you know, and I thought it was time not to complain anymore. Frankly, I don't have anything wrong with the Museum of Broadcasting, except for the broad part. You know, the last time they put a really loud-mouthed, outspoken, in-your-face female on those networks was a pig on Sesame Street. But apart from that, the broad problem, I think a museum is a very good place for all those who want to make programs about an America that never existed. An America that loved Lucy and thought that father knew best, an America that thought that the only culture worth celebrating was upper class and English. I know it. I can spot it when I see it. And that the only performance worth noting or celebrating was the performance that takes place on an opera stage. I think all of those people and all of that kind of broadcasting should be in a museum. It's a very good place for it. I also think all the other networks should be there too. Not news they're giving us, it's snooze. Yeah. The news is all of us. I'm really thrilled to see us all here today.
Yeah.
We are going to take back our airwaves, and we're going to do it soon. Thanks.
Yeah. Now we've got two quick last speakers before you. Our next speaker, who hitchhiked all the way from Toronto, Canada. Just to come here as a special edition to talk to you all briefly about the Multilateral Agreement on Investments and Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation. That's right, agreements being negotiated in secret, which the media isn't telling you about, but you should know because they spell the demise of the nation state, the rise of the corporate state, and personally I think it's something we should oppose. So let's hear it for Patty Joe Lilly from Toronto.
Being negotiated within the OECD, which is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, 29 of the richest countries in the world. And this would be a treaty that would allow corporations to have the same status at the United Nations and the World Trade Organization as a country. So that would mean that U.S. corporations, the Japanese corporations, whatever, they would no longer really be nation states. So they would be able to take any nation state, because they're the 29 richest countries, so they would be able to take any smaller ones as well. It would be the most powerful trading bloc in the world, to the World Trade Organization, to court, essentially, and overrule any attempts to set your policy on environment or human rights at the local level. So obviously this needs to be opposed. This is what happened when NAFTA took over to Mexico, and Canada and the States, and now with the APEC, it's the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation Deal. It's going to be signed, they're hoping, in November in Vancouver. We're organizing No to APEC across Canada and the States and across with our brothers and sisters in solidarity in the APEC region, in the Asia Pacific region, who are coming over for this people's resistance to imperialist globalization. And that will be a huge conference in Vancouver, the counter event, the people's counter event to resist APEC, and we will resist the MAI as well. And I invite you all to come to Vancouver for that event.
One last speaker who apparently is going to do an interview. Again, thank you all for coming. Welcome to the revolution, 80 years after the Russian Revolution. This time, we promise we will not shoot the Kronstadt soldiers. Now, our last speaker in the evening, Danny Schechter, the media dissector, will lead us all with some final closing words and a chant. Again, I'm not sure if I'm going to get another chance on the mic. This was put on by the New York Free Media Alliance. Many of the members are here. If we are to successfully wage any form of popular revolution, it has to be done in our own communities, in our own localities, organized where you live. That's the best way to do this all over. So let's hear it for Danny Schechter, the media dissector.
Before I start, I'd like to ask Brother Shank over here to lead us in that very inventive chant in which I have a big promotional interest.
I'm really pleased to be here, and there's another, with the headlines!
Yeah!
I want to lead you up in this chat because we really, really got to get it out. But before I go, I just want to say that Orson Maddox, attorney at war, he was suspended for more years than the law allows. How? Press Jim Crow. The more you watch,
the less you know.
For 20 years, the media didn't mention the New York State Constitutional Convention. 20 20 years less of info, the more you watch.
The less you know.
The Cassini nuts got nuclear waste. Nuclear waste up in the outer space. Ship malfunction and the rocket blow. The more you watch.
The less you know.
The media is known as the first estate. Relevant eye, irrelevant debate. That's bullshit. That's on God, because the more you watch,
the less you know.
The more you watch,
the less you know.
The more you watch,
the less you know.
Okay, people, first of all, Ted Turner will not be able to be here with us to say hello. Mr. Levin or Mr. Murdoch or Mr. Redstone or the other few misters that run the media monopolies in our country. I think if we think about this march today and we think back on it, it's very significant. It's the first major media march, the first effort really to focus attention on the concentration of power in the hands of very, very few corporations that have diverted democracy and have become weapons of mass distraction in our society. I think that what we're seeing here is equivalent to the beginnings of the anti-war movement in the early 60s, before the movement really blossomed, when only a small group of people took the lead. I think we're taking the lead here today to focus attention on the media state, the national entertainment state, and a media system that's really a danger to our country, a risk to democracy, and a menace to people all over the world. Thank you for coming. I'd like to thank also, and usually I'm never one to do this, the police have conducted themselves very well. Let's thank them. Finally, we have a lot of work to do at the Media and Democracy Congress. We have a lot of energy to invest in coming up with creative ideas to try to move this idea into a movement for change. We have to figure out ways to find a basis for unity between our different interests and different agendas, and we can do it with the kind of tolerance and respect for all the different forces that are here today. Congratulate yourself for this march, and let's tell all these companies we will be back. Right after this anti-commercial message. Thank you.
Utopia and rescue the world. All the signs that people want to get back, you can give it.
You can take them.
This guy right here, Josh Hayner, beautiful redhead guy, friend to all of us. You want to bring your signs? Another quick word on the New York Free Media Alliance, who've organized this event. It's important to organize locally. This event wouldn't have happened without the New York Free Media Alliance. They're going to be organizing at the Media Democracy Congress with many other local collectives, together coming under the banner of the International Federation of Independent Media. We will be declaring a popular revolution yesterday, which makes it today, which means you're all here. Freedom is now. Have lots of fun. Remember, Media Democracy Congress going on for the next 3 days. If you can't afford it, if you don't have a pass, they're black and white. We can photocopy it. You can get in for free. Nobody will be denied entry. Anyone who wants to go can go. Blackout books on 50 B Avenue will have extra passes where people can go for free. You will not be denied. We're going to be talking about local media activism, international media activism, power of the people. Thanks again to all the organizers.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm Steve Rendell from Bear, and I wanted to thank our MC today, Jesse Hirsch. He's done a great job. Let's hear it. And here's Jessica Glass to give out our phone number, and then we're breaking up, folks. Thanks for coming.
What about the posters?
New York Free Media Alliance, 969 TOSM. That's 2 Freedom Media. 969 TOSM. Do you like to know if...